2FM Mornings
with Laura Fox
Podcast.
Sponsored by Maxall. From kids' lunches to tonight's dinner, you'll find bags more to get you through the week at Maxall.
Now, it is official. The pollen is definitely in the air. Allergies, particularly hay fever, are always tough for so many people this time of year. With pollen season, it seems to be getting longer. So how do you best manage, and should you, when you notice you may be affected, right? To run us through how to manage your hay fever, I'm joined now by Dr. Esau Sheehan, who is the Clinical Director at Allergy Ireland. Esau, thank you so much for coming in. Me and you had a fantastic chat about boy bands. Five in particular, right before we came to here.
Yes.
And we were kind of laughing because you were like, we're going from boy bands to hay fever. And I was like, but I don't think you realise how incredibly important this is, because so many people are absolutely and utterly smothered with hay fever at the minute. But can we do the basics first? Like, what is an allergy and why do we get them?
Yeah, so basically an allergy is where your immune system, I suppose, misinterprets something harmless like grass pollen as being harmful. And so because of that, it creates these sort of allergy antibodies so that when you're exposed to grass pollen on a high pollen count day or you're out in the park, you have this big immunological reaction.
Okay.
And so you end up getting, you know, itchy, sore, red eyes, stuffy nose, sneezing. If you have asthma or eczema, they might flare up.
Okay. And sorry, everybody who is suffering from hay fever right now is kind of going, yeah, no, I totally get this. I kind of assume that hay fever is the most common allergy this time of year. Like, how does it present itself and what are the main causes? Like, is it the grass that people are like sitting down in while they're having their lovely picnics and stuff and then they've got their scratchy eyes afterwards?
Yeah. So, I mean, like you said, like grass pollen is definitely, we know it's a very, very common allergy. Sometimes people mightn't quite realise that they mightn't actually be allergic to grass pollen. It might be tree pollen or even weed pollen. So we are seeing all the tree pollen or all the different pollens up around this time of year. But grass pollen would be the most common of them.
Okay.
The only way really to distinguish as to which type of pollen you're allergic to would really be to have an allergy test done.
Okay.
But if you find that your symptoms tend to begin more so in like the springtime versus the summertime, sort of May onwards, then springtime symptoms tend to be more tree related symptoms, summertime more grass pollen and so on. Essentially, they all present themselves the same way, though. So it's that like infuriating sort of symptoms where you get your sort of puffy, sore, irritated eyes. Often it starts with sneezing and then gradually your nose becomes more and more blocked up.
Okay.
And when your nose gets blocked up, that's when you start to get sort of headaches, sinus pressure symptoms. You can get sore throats from post-nasal drips, snoring and sleeping disrupted, all of that. And like I said, I think earlier, like if you have asthma or eczema, we do notice during this time that those can flare up, and especially with asthma. So it's really important to have your sort of your asthma plan in place as well for this
ready
season if you have allergies.
Are there any particular plants that can make your allergies worse in Ireland?
Yeah, so I mean, nothing in particular that will make your allergies worse. It's more so like what you're allergic to.
Okay.
We know, I suppose we used to always think about grass pollen, but when you think about tree pollens, particularly the birch pollen, so silver birch trees, which we are seeing more and more of. I think every new housing estate has a whole load of them.
Wow.
They have very sticky pollen and they're quite allergenic. And so you'll find people's symptoms can be quite, like if you have a tree pollen allergy, your symptoms could be quite I suppose pronounced.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's talk about what you can do about this, because I know that that's kind of what people care about right now. Do you know what I mean? It's we were chatting about Justine Stafford, who is one of our comedians who comes on here and does the coffee run with us. And she was so desperate for anything to help that she stung herself with a nettle on purpose because some old wives' tale at some point said that that could help. Like, do you know what I mean? People are absolutely desperate for things just relieve them of their symptoms. So
absolutely.
As someone who is actually qualified in this field and isn't just a TikTok that we've seen somewhere, can you please help?
Well, I would start by saying don't
sting
yourself with the nettle. That's
now,
not the answer to this.
I'm a medical professional that has just said don't sting yourself on purpose with the nettle. Fantastic. Yeah. Right. Love it.
So there are some things that you can do that don't involve medications.
Okay.
So like simple things, monitor when the pollen count's going to be high. If it's moderate or high, which it is now at the moment in the next couple of days, anyway, like, don't be going out into sort of parks or sitting on grass, sitting under trees. You know, try and avoid pollen as much as possible. When you're out, now easier said than done, especially with kids. I'm always aware it's impossible, you know. When on those days, when you come back home, you shower, wash your hair, change your clothes, get all that pollen off you.
Okay.
Don't have sheets and clothes hanging on the line on those days, because you're going to bring that pollen back into the house where you'll get re-exposed.
So when there's great drying out, just suck it up.
I know. If you have a pollen allergy, it's tough. It is. A little bit of Vaseline on the inside of each nostril can be helpful.
Okay.
Wearing sunglasses, but particularly wrap around sunglasses, will keep some of the pollen out of your eyes. And then I'd always say, try and have, like, whether it's like tea bags or old tea bags or cucumber cut up, kept in the fridge or the freezer, or you know, even just like a wet face cloth that you keep in the fridge or freezer. So when you come home, if your eyes are sore, popping that on just for 5 or 10 minutes will give you like a little bit of relief. Outside of that, really, you're thinking medications.
Okay.
Definitely, we know that, like, saline, so salty water is actually quite helpful at least clearing out the nose.
Okay.
So that might be in spray form or in rinse form. But then, yeah, medications, like over-the-counter medications, would be like your antihistamines, which will work well for some.
Yeah.
And there are some over-the-counter eye drops, which are very effective for some as well. But really, for those people who suffer with more like moderate to severe symptoms, which unfortunately is a decent enough percentage of people with hay fever, you really should talk to your GP, or if you can, to your allergy specialist, because like, there are plenty of different medications out there, and a plan can be sort of tailored to you specifically, so that, you know, the different symptoms that are worse for you can be tackled.
So you don't just have to suffer. Like,
no, you absolutely don't have to suffer.
Okay.
Absolutely not. And actually, when you think about hay fever, we do have immunotherapy as well, which is we have immunotherapy to grass pollen, which is basically a little tablet that has a tiny amount of grass pollen in it.
Okay.
You take it every day, so it just dissolves under your tongue. You take it every day. Now, it is over a sort of 3 to 5 year period, so it's a long treatment, but you're getting relief during that time. And basically what you're doing is sort of encouraging your immune system to build a tolerance to stop being so reactive to grass pollen. It's really effective, and it's suitable for like young kids all the way up. So from the age
fantastic.
Of sort of 5 and 6, depending on the child and how they're able to tolerate it, all the way up to adults.
Okay.
And it's on the drug payment scheme too.
Even better. Sorry, again, this is type of information I'm like, because I have so many friends who are like, oh, that thing doesn't work for me, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, oh, now I can be like, go to the doctor.
Yeah.
Go to the doctor.
No nettles. Talk to someone.
And actually, Eddie Trainer is, after getting involved here, he's a dairy farmer who texts into 2FM all the time. Fantastic man. He said, put your hands in nettles and get stung. Do it early in the spring, summer months. It'll set you up for the year. Eddie, we have heard from the professional herself that we do not need to be doing this. We need to make that very clear. He's on, what about like trying to figure out the difference between just a cold and your hay fever? Like, can you get caught up in the middle of it and be like, oh my God, it's hay fever. Oh no, it's a cold. Is there like a very easy way to tell the difference?
So it's a very good question because the symptoms are awfully similar. That is definitely true. I suppose you shouldn't get a temperature or fever, you know, if you have an allergy.
Yeah.
You know, that's a virus. Really, what I would say is, if you have a cold, your symptoms are fleeting. So you might feel unwell for a couple of days or a week, but really your symptoms should settle and should fully go after that period. Whereas if you have an allergy, your symptoms stick around and they're there. They're worse on the days when the pollen count is high. Like, it should be quite clear. And you'll also sort of notice, God, this time last year was the exact same thing.
Okay.
You know.
So you'll know year on year.
Yeah.
What about, because obviously, like, you're talking about the pollen count there and everything. Is there like something with like the humidity or like the weather being like, you know, hotter? Like, does that make the pollen count higher, or how does it work?
Yeah. So it's not, well, I suppose at the moment, definitely when you're like those sort of dry, sunny days where there's a bit of a breeze, perfect weather for release of pollen. So the grass is thrilled and we have pollen everywhere. But just when you mentioned humidity and sort of air pollution sort of plays into this a little bit, basically we're seeing this sort of idea of super pollen in the last couple of years. And that's where pollution combines with this pollen and in this humid environment, it creates a sort of super pollen, which is just a much more aggressive pollen. And so people who suffer with hay fever will find their symptoms much worse. And I suppose people who don't even suffer from hay fever can sometimes actually find themselves experiencing symptoms for the first time.
Okay. Yeah. And that actually brings me on very nicely to my next question, because I've always been too afraid to say, I don't suffer. I can't even finish a sentence in case I jinx it. Because you can develop an allergy at any age, can't you?
Yeah, like most people do develop their allergies early. So generally by the time you're like starting primary school,
you'll know
if you have an allergy. But absolutely, like, allergies can develop later as well. It's just less common. Okay. And definitely times of change. So changes in hormones. And unfortunately, this is more women that suffer in this way. But like teenage years, pregnancy, perimenopausal years, at those times of change, our immune system can change as well. And so sometimes you can see allergies develop during that time.
Casey, this scares the crap out of me now. That's why I've never actually said, no, I don't suffer from that. Because I'm like, oh, I just feel like I'll jinx myself. That's why I'm asking all these questions just in case. What about for people who are heading off on holidays? Is there anything they can do to, you know, tackle a flare up when they're going away? Or is it kind of the exact same things as that you do here?
Yeah, I would say just be prepared. Okay. So, you know, if antihistamines work quite well for you, start your antihistamines before you go, like maybe 2-3 weeks before you go, if possible. Make sure you're bringing everything with you. You have the correct amount of antihistamines. Don't get stuck somewhere. Yeah. Same with your eye drops. And obviously, if you have symptoms where you have you need other medications, or you have asthma that can flare up at times, or eczema that can flare up, you make sure you just have all your medications with you. That's pretty much it.
And at what point then, because I know that we've mentioned it about, like, you know, you can go to your GP, you can go to your allergy specialist, like, at what point do we need to be seeking professional help?
So my general rule is, if your sleep is interrupted with it, or if your day-to-day life is, and that can be a bit tricky, but like if you find you're in work and your head is foggy, you cannot concentrate, or you're even needing days off work, and the same goes for kids. If your child isn't able to go out and play sports, isn't able to properly concentrate or go to school, and especially coming up to exam time for those like Leaving Cert students and
right
college
in the
students,
midst of it, like,
it's really difficult. So you want to have a good plan, and really the earlier the better. Have a good plan. So definitely, once your day-to-day life is affected by it, you make sure you get looked after.
What you're telling me here is, the slightest inconvenience, then you go. You don't have to suffer.
Don't suffer. Irish people are terrible for this. Do not suffer. Get
desperate.
Yourself looked after. Exactly.
Exalt, thank you so much for coming into us today. Some brilliant advice in there for everybody. And I hope that it gives somebody a bit of relief if they are suffering so badly with the hay fever right now. That was Dr. Esau Sheehan, Clinical Director at Allergy Ireland. We will be right back after these.
2FM Mornings
with Laura Fox
Podcast.
Sponsored by Maxall. From kids' lunches to tonight's dinner, you'll find Bagsmore to get you through the week at Maxall.